Welcome back, Survivor fans. It is episode 12, season 25 of Survivor. We are in the Philippines. This is your favorite Survivor Talk podcast and other things, Tribal Council. That's spelled in a different way.
Are we making that part of like our abstract now, like Survivor and other
and
things?
Catch
podcast?
Up with Ralph and Chris, who haven't talked in a week. You know, right?
It's all good.
That's what we do now.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm Ralph, and that's Chris, and we're gonna talk about some things, and some of them will be Survivor, and some of them won't, and you'll listen, and everyone will have a good laugh about it at the end.
I gotta be honest. I'm light on miscellany this week.
Yeah. The wife's laid up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Spent last night in the ER with Stacy getting her ankle put in a cast. Which, by the way, actually wasn't a cast. It's in a splint. Like, those splints are pretty cool, where they, like...
What?
It's like a fiberglass splint that, like, they mold, like, as you put it on. Like, it's like powdered fiberglass or whatever the hell.
Ooh.
in this little wrap or whatever that they cut to the right length that they need, and then they get it wet, and the fiberglass is gonna, like, set. Like, it gets warm, and then it's setting, and then you got 90 seconds to get the thing in the position you want it in, and then it becomes the splint for your leg. It was pretty cool.
So no surgery for her.
No surgery. Clean break. Air cast boot. She's got to be on crutches for 2 weeks, and then she can start putting a little bit of weight on it.
All right. In 2 weeks, she'll be putting weight on it?
I mean, she's allowed to start putting weight on it, but, you know, she's supposed to be, you know, a little... cautious with that.
Oh.
Bad news is it's her right ankle, so, you know.
No driving.
Driving is... You know, everybody said that, and I was like, she can't drive with her left leg? And people look at me like that would involve her having to sit in a different seat in the car or something like that. Like, driving with your left foot is not that difficult. I do it all the time. It's like, the doctor looked at me like I had never seen a car before. It was like, you know the gas pedal's on the right side, right?
Why
like,
are you
right
driving
side.
With your left foot again?
Like when you're on a long road trip or whatever, you know, like you're adjusting positions, like when you're on a road trip, you always are adjusting in that seat because you get, you know, your butt gets tired, whatever.
Apparently, and you don't drive cars with cruise control, Chris.
Well, now I do, yeah, but I didn't used to, and so I drive with my left foot every once in a while. Or if you're like changing shoes in the car for whatever reason.
Why would you be changing shoes while you're driving?
Because when I'm going to Ultimate, you know, like. If I'm running late, I gotta get the cleats on in the car or whatever.
While you drive?
Not while I drive, but like sitting at a light, I got my left on the brake instead of my right. Maybe if I have to get going and I'm not ready with that foot, then I use the left foot. Like, this is not that complicated a thing, but like everybody looks at me like I'm trying to drive on the left side of the road or something.
Nah, I don't approve. I do not approve. This is not
acceptable. I guess I am talking to a...
you're talking to the authority on this, so,
that's
you know.
True. Yeah. That's true.
All right.
Anyway.
So, we're back from Tribal.
And I thought I didn't have any good miscellany for this week.
That is mind-blowing that you're like, oh yeah, left foot driving, no problem. We're back from Tribal. Penner's gone. Carter is on his own, and so he and Abby are natural odd bedfellows.
Literally, she's like laying on the bed with him there.
Correct.
Actually, as I recall.
Yes.
And Malcolm and Denise are doing. They do a good job helping Blair feel okay about her vote. She was just a little like she sits down with Malcolm and. Like right after they get back, and she sort of shares that she just has this sort of like, you know, dizzying, bewildered feeling. Or
especially because,
you know,
she had such trust for Penner and
exactly
sympathetic ear and all that stuff.
But they do a good job, you know, sort of managing that with her. You know, Malcolm talks about, you know, like, well, you know, that was Penner's goal, was to get you disoriented enough to do something that is not in your character, and that's. Betray your word or whatever, and Denise says, you know, something to the effect of like, I'm really proud of you. You stuck to your guns or whatever, and like, you know, 9 out of every 10 survivors that would feel patronizing, but Blair, that feels like, I'm a good person again because I'm, you know, sticking to my word.
You know, for me, Chris, this episode is going to be noted as the one where I got tired of Blair. And I didn't understand why some people were sort of not on her side, and now I totally get it. Like, she is the wishy-washiest. She's the worst.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I've completely turned on her.
Yeah.
It's exhausting having to listen to her be like, oh, it's so hard. Oh, I'm going to do this. And then...
Oh, yeah. Then we had another one where, like, I can't step outside of my game or out of myself so that I can look outside the game and then realize that the game is bigger than me. And it was like this, like, long circular thing about being, you know, bigger than the game and the game's bigger than her and she's outside the game, but the game is outside her and blah, blah, blah.
What would that Venn diagram look like, Chris?
It would require probably four dimensions minimum.
And M.C. Escher would be involved in some way.
Right, exactly. Maybe like some Pemrose stairs or something.
All right.
Always good for math trivia, are we?
Right.
We are.
There was a lot of like talk from Blair about just the general vibe that Malcolm is the one playing the best game. And you know, one of the praises heaped upon this cast so far has been that it's been very difficult to kind of figure out who would be most deserving. And so now the chatter is Malcolm. So the general tone feels like if it's not Malcolm, then like, you know, who could it be? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you and I could both make arguments for Denise.
Having been to every tribal,
that's an accomplishment.
That's an accomplishment that she shares with Malcolm.
No.
Oh, actually, no, that's right. He missed one when they split tribes. That's right.
Yeah.
But I think she's burning votes right now. I mean, I'm not 100% on that, but I feel like she's been burning votes the last few tribals where she just starts laying into Abby, you know?
Yeah, that is a little short-sighted.
And it's, you know, I think a little bit of it is understandable and even appealing to... you know, all of the jury member, the current and future jury members, because the majority of them don't have any taste for
Jeff,
for
RC, and Penner. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least right now.
But on the flip side, you know, sooner or later, the like humanity of people kicks in. It's like, okay, like you don't need, like, we get it. She sucks. You know, you don't have to come in wearing a t-shirt that says it every week.
Yeah. Abby's personal culture blows.
Right.
That's what the shirt says.
Yeah.
It's going to be her opening statement. You know, Abby, she's just horrible.
Right, yeah. Come in wearing a t-shirt that's got an arrow pointing at Abby. It says,
I'm with horrible.
Exactly. I'm with horrible. I'm with a sorry excuse for a person.
All right, so we cut to the reward challenge. And it's the family one. And
family one. Shed a tear. Why does everybody look like they got shot out of a cannon coming out of the woods there? they look like they're running at a speed that they aren't capable of controlling. Like they're just moving, and it's like, whoa, who knows? Especially like Malcolm's brother, he's really moving, and there's like we don't know if he's gonna stop in time. It's so strange.
It is. I hadn't thought about that, but I do recall that being an odd way of encountering the one you haven't seen in a long time.
I don't think I've noticed it in past seasons. Like, this season in particular, like, in both watches, I watched the episode twice this week. In both watches, I was like, these guys, it's like, are they just all, like, not unathletic or something? Like, because they're running, but it's like the arms are kind of just out there. Like, they're not really in like the normal jog motion or whatever. It's like, whoa, running is weird. Got to get my arms out here for balance.
They haven't been training for the show like they're better.
I guess. I don't know.
I guess if Stacey was on Survivor, would you train in advance of the loved one's event?
Train for what, though?
Train for the one challenge that your loved one may really need.
Yeah, but I mean...
It's only reward. I don't even know what I'm talking
just
about.
Last podcast, weren't we talking about how I was cut out to be a dream teamer? I mean, I'm made for this stuff.
That's true. You are.
I was born ready, Ralph.
Yeah, that's true. I know. Life is your training. Like, that is...
Yes.
Right. Okay, so we meet Justice, who, based on previews, I had thought was Lisa's son.
Yeah.
I'm sure you had the same thought.
Well, he's 20 years younger than her,
Yeah,
so,
certainly
I
young
mean,
enough.
certainly, yeah. Did you notice he comes out yelling, sister? Like, who says that?
I don't know.
That's so weird.
I do
He
say
comes
that to my
running. He
sister
said it
first.
twice. He
I
said,
have to say that.
sister! Sister!
Yes.
What?
My sister and I refer to each other as sister and brother. It's not,
Do
I guess,
you?
I don't find it that unusual.
I guess. I don't know. It sounded
Yeah.
really odd to me. Stacy,
Yeah.
too. She thought it was a bit queer.
Oh, wow. That was an odd adjective.
I don't know. It's yeah.
Yeah.
It was curious. It was abnormal or
You
something.
know what was, hey, speaking of abnormal, Malcolm's first comment to his brother, I look so good without my shirt on now.
Yeah, exactly.
How would you think of that as that being like the first line? Like, hey, little bro, check this out. My abs are totally like crazy right now. You know? It doesn't even make sense.
It was a little funny. Well, and his brother is like he, it seems like he doesn't talk a lot or something. Like
It was awkward.
he seemed to have trouble just speaking. Was it like the awe that Probst is in front of him and he's watched like all 24 seasons of
He's
Survivor?
very little brother. He's got a very little brother
I guess.
personality, and it's just
But it's
like
so funny
he's
because
so
Malcolm
excited he
is.
can't doesn't know what to do with it.
But like, it's funny because Malcolm is so well spoken, you know. Like,
He is very measured.
the
Yeah,
juxtaposition of the two of them is like,
it's odd.
yeah,
It's
very
odd.
weird.
Very weird. I don't know. And the whole scooping thing, that didn't surprise me at all.
What, that he named his son Michael Scoopin?
And he calls him Scoopin'.
Oh, he does?
He
I
calls
didn't
him
notice.
Scoop. Yeah, no, he definitely like calls out
Oh.
to him like during the childhood, Scoop. Like,
Oh, I didn't notice that.
oh yeah, no, it was weird. It's completely unsurprising.
Does he strike you as like the narcissistic George Foreman type or something?
That goes a little farther.
Well, yeah,
Naming
I
all
mean.
of your sons George Foreman, but I don't know. It was. Scoopin's a weird dude, you know? So
I guess a little bit, yeah.
yeah, not more than a little bit. Yeah. So kind of a snooze of a challenge. Everyone getting muddy and throw some bags around, but
Yeah.
I don't know.
There was some good like slow-mo, like high def, like 120 frames per second shots of them knocking the little whatever those were,
That did
little
seem very
stick.
detailed.
Yeah, I was impressed with like, you know, you get Malcolm's brother's throw and it knocks the stick or
Yeah.
whatever the heck it was
I,
off, and it
it,
was like
but Malcolm had it. Like, he didn't even need to look. Just throw in that direction. Like,
Yeah.
even if you don't hit it, you hit the base of it and it knocks it over. You
Yeah,
know? Like,
exactly.
this is not
Exactly.
much.
If I'm not mistaken, Abby only got one thing
To her mom.
to her mom for her mom to throw, and it fell like dreadfully short when her mom threw it. And I guess you weren't allowed to just pick it up off the ground. Like, you had to catch it from your partner. That's interesting. I was not even considering that until they started showing her, and it was like, why isn't she picking them
I
up?
feel like next season's just gonna be a three-legged race, and that's just gonna be it. Like, I feel like we're sort of losing the creative aspect of these challenges.
Yeah, you know what they should do? They should do like one of those collar
I know you're such a fan.
style challenges with the family member with
Make the family member the caller and blindfold the
yeah, or
survivor.
the other way around. I
No,
mean,
no, 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 no.
either way is fine, but
No. The person,
it's
the survivor's caller would be too composed because they're just used to it, you know? You want the relative that has no control and no
And you
accustomedness
want
to
them
it.
yelling?
Yes, that's what I
I
want.
guess.
That would
Okay.
be higher entertainment. I don't know. So Malcolm and his brother win, and
Yep.
he gets to choose Lisa, which I thought was smart and humane.
Yeah, I mean, you saw that coming because it was the humane thing. Like,
Yeah.
I don't think it has anything to do with being smart there. I
Yeah.
think he was picking her no matter what.
Did you like the scooping choice?
I mean, I guess I kind of did at the time. I mean, I was a little bit worried about Denise. Like, would she be worried about, you know, oh, am I not as close with Malcolm? But I guess in hindsight, that's silly. Like, she's not gonna, you know, the two of them have spent all but like 2 days together on that island, right? Yep. You know, except for the days where they got separated,
right,
on the other tribes,
right?
And so they probably have a really strong trust between the two of them,
right? Yeah, and I didn't think there was any way. And he had the ultimate like, this is why I did it. Like, look, these are the people we're trying to keep close, and this is what I chose to do to keep them close.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it failed completely, but
in a sense, yes.
But, you know.
It might have backfired on him.
The spirit behind it was right. Better than choosing Carter or Abby. I mean, God, that would have been stupid.
Why?
Choosing Carter or Abby to, like, be with the loved one and stuff?
Well, yeah, those two, yeah. No. But, like, well, I guess the only other person would be Denise.
Denise. That's the only choice, right? It's Skipper and Denise.
So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he even called it that he may have shot himself in the foot here with his with picking Blair, because justice seems to be.
I don't know that he could have foreseen that. You know.
Well, yeah, he couldn't have foreseen it, but. Well, but it's. I mean, I guess we don't know when that confessional was shot, but I mean, he talks about it, saying like, you know, he may actually talk some sense into her.
I don't know. I don't see how he could have foreseen that. I don't know how he gets away with not choosing her. Like that just
that's doesn't look like an option.
I don't know. Okay, so why no reward? Why is it just come back to camp? Where's the reward?
Well, that's true. Yeah, there was no like feast or anything.
You want my hypothesis, Chris?
What?
No sprint phone.
Oh yeah.
No sprint phone. No memories to be captured.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They pulled their advertising. And so there's
always the sprint player of the week. So they haven't pulled.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they haven't pulled their advertising.
No.
That's funny. No product placement this season. That's true. This has been a very light product placement season. I don't think we've had anything. We haven't had like the movie that they go watch all chill for.
Where
the confessional.
Is the bad movie?
Yeah.
What would our bad movie be this year? Isn't there a new Lindsay Lohan movie out? Liz and Dick. I don't know.
Is there really?
That was a Lifetime movie. I'm that was not an actual film release.
Wow, do you have like an RSS feed hook up to Lindsay Lohan's IMDb page?
No,
or something?
It was our mutual friend Maureen. She's crazy about the lifetimes of Lilo, so The Hobbit. No, that's not bad enough at all.
No, that's not bad enough. I don't know what else there is. Is it
Red Dawn?
Reaper?
Red Dawn.
Is that the Cruise movie?
We could go with Red Dawn. Oh yeah, the Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, Red Dawn has been panned, but that's not really the kind of movie that they would show.
No, it's not.
Like it would be like a rom com or just a general comedy.
Or just Adam Sandler playing every part in a movie.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I feel like the two we've seen, it's been Jack and Jill, and then there was Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah.
Has there been any others? I mean, there was that one back in Africa, like 10 seasons.
The Tom Cruise movie is called Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher, okay.
Oh, so bad.
Yeah, so there's that.
The Guilt Trip, which...
Here, I'll get Flixster up on my phone.
I've already got Fandango open. I'm way ahead of you.
Okay, good.
The Guilt Trip, starring Seth Rogen and Barbara Streisand. I mean, does that sound?
Oh,
like
that's right. I did
bad
see
movie
that.
You see,
that's
I mean,
well, we could do Playing for Keeps.
That's what Gerard. What's his name?
Gerard Butler and Jessica Biel. Yeah. That's got Survivor Shill written all over it. Playing for Keeps.
And, like, we have, like, Scoop and talking about how Gerard Butler is one of his favorite actors, you know.
Right.
He always looks forward to his movies. And
exactly.
We have to buy that and swallow
or,
it.
Or what else can we do? We could do Taken 2.
No.
Taken 2 looks like it was pretty bad.
No, that was Liam Neeson destroying terrorists again. That was.
Bad. Yeah, but it got a 21 on Rotten Tomatoes.
No, that's fine. It's still Liam Neeson doing Liam Neeson things, so.
Is every movie getting re-released in 3D in the next 12 months?
Correct.
Is that what's going on?
Right.
Okay.
No, it's going to take another decade before we've seen all of our favorite films released in 3D.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Gulliver's Travels 3D and Jack and Jill 3D.
when the survivors go and see them, you mean?
Yes, exactly. When in Survivor Samoa 17, they go and watch Jack and Jill 3D.
Right.
And we'll end up with 6 dimensions of Adam Sandler.
right, that's right. Because he's playing every part.
Right.
All right. So the justice allows Lisa to have this epiphany that it's okay to play the game the most shameless way possible.
Yeah.
And break the agreement you made 4 days ago.
Right.
I don't know.
What? This just plays into the wishy-washiness of...
But, like, how is that a winning strategy? You know, like...
To suddenly betray who you've claimed you are for the last 30 days?
Well, part of that, but, like, at the same time, like... Like, they did you a favor, not, like, I don't know, not the other way around, it seems like.
Well, yeah, but this is, I mean... You and I... are the last people to say, like, you owe favors in this game. I mean...
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't understand the angle to the win here. Like, okay, so you voted out Malcolm now. All right, now what?
I mean, angle to the win is comeback story. Is, like, I was down and out. I was on the outside of my tribe. I was, you know, I didn't think I could cut it in this game, and I turned it around. I'm the one you never expected to make it this far.
You also betrayed every single agreement you had in one form or another. You showed no actual scruples, and most of these moves were not yours. You know, like the only move that would be hers is Malcolm. But
yeah,
but she didn't take care of that.
Right, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Not a physical challenge. Didn't have anyone on a string.
She actually almost won this immunity challenge. She was the first one to have the stick together.
Oh,
and she
did have a stick together.
And she tapped that little target. I mean, she wasn't able to actually do it. I mean, once again, I'm jumping ahead here, but once again, building the long pole, I returned to my two sticks, one stick methodology.
Aren't you worried about the time investment of the two stick, one stick?
It's just an extra stick. It's not like I'm making more knots. Like, I'm just wrapping around 3 sticks
what
in
about
that
stick
spot.
Quantity? Because it looked like you needed about
seven
of them.
They had a lot of sticks. I think
you'd
be fine.
Needed 7 of them in a row to get to there.
I think you'd be okay. Mm. I mean, obviously, you have to sort of take inventory, but. And if it's not there, then you make do, but I think you could do it. Because the thing is, if you do that, your poking device is going to be, like, a little more rigid, and thus you don't have to worry about the fact that you're going to end up with this massive sag in your...
Right,
in
yeah.
your stick.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Maybe,
have,
I don't know.
What gotta have a rigid stick, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Walk softly and put together a big stick.
With 2 stick, 1 stick, right.
Yeah, right, gotcha. Yes.
So we're skipping one of my favorite parts of the pre-immunity challenge.
What's that?
The prayer for their plan.
Yeah. Oh, we also forgot Justice showing that he has trouble counting to 6.
Oh, the plan being get 4 people against 2 and wondering if that's enough?
Yeah, he literally counts them out for her, saying the 4 people, and asks in what I swear sounds like in a completely genuine question, he asks Blair, would that be enough to vote him out? Like, does he not know the rules of this game?
It's a complicated game. You go to tribal, and there's a parliamentary procedure.
Is he worried about a filibuster?
And there's minority whips that represent right. different things. And
if Abby doesn't shut up, then we can't actually vote.
If quorum doesn't happen, then there's no vote anyway. So
exactly.
I don't know.
It was so strange.
Yeah.
Like, is he just trying to be, like, super, super coddly with Blair so that she, like, sees it herself? Is this the, like, teacher in him or something?
Maybe
right?
he's really just trying to make it very clear what should be done at this point.
I guess. I don't know.
He
That
was
was very
very quick to
strange.
pick up that Malcolm was the threat that needs to be removed from the game, which, you know, none of us, I know you and I certainly
Did
don't
he?
want to see it. We want to see that guy get to the end.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, I picked, he's my horse, so,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't remember who, if I picked him or Denise as my first horse, but I remember I basically was waffling between the two of them.
Which was admirable, given that we'd already seen two episodes where two blues had gone home.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that did not look good for them.
I did not think that was a smart pick, but you have certainly made that look prescient.
I'm due, I mean. The last pick I had that was accurate was season three, so.
Well, there you go. You know, anyone can have a bad 22 seasons.
Bad decade, yeah.
21 seasons. I wrote it in my notes. God doesn't care. God doesn't care who wins Survivor. God really doesn't care if your plan works.
Yeah.
He didn't affect whether or not Malcolm won the challenge. Although, it did seem divine that this seemed like a challenge that befitted the person with the longest reach.
Maybe I'm crazy. Which would be him or Carter?
It's him. He's the tallest. Come on, Carter looks small.
What are you talking about? Did you see him when he showed up? Standing when his mother showed up and he was standing next to her, like, I mean, unless his mother is like 4'6",
possible.
Like, he's a tall dude. Like, he had like head and shoulders above her.
Did Carter have a stick up? I feel like he didn't. I feel like
It was Carter and Malcolm.
I know Scoopin did. Scoopin had a stick up. Lisa had a stick up.
No, Lisa got it up. Scoopin, I think, didn't even get close. Yeah. I mean, I think he might have gotten one out there, but I think it was collapsing before he had a chance to,
yeah, it really was.
To make a poke. It was him and it was Malcolm and Carter.
All right. Well, fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive that he won right when he needed it. And
5 Hour Energy, Chris. This podcast is brought to you by 5 Hour Energy.
We'll send them an invoice. I forget what I was going to. I was going to say something about that, and I don't know what. Oh, the praying to God thing. I mean, that was just, I don't know, that's silly.
It's, hey, we haven't had it yet this season. It's reared its head every season we've done this podcast.
Did they do it last year? Was there?
Sure.
And Redemption Island was. Oh, that's right, Redemption Island. What I talk
was
about.
Matt all
was
nonstop.
Like, Matt,
the story
yeah,
of
Matt
that
was. Yeah, had a confessional set up at Redemption Island. I don't remember if
Kim,
One World
Kim
had
and Chelsea,
it.
I guess, didn't do it last season.
Yeah, I don't remember there being a lot of gaudiness there.
I guess not. But
and then the best part is that after they lose, like, or not lose, but after Malcolm wins,
right?
You know, Blair is now turns to interpreting this as God closing the door and stuff like, and it's like,
and you know, Scoopin's reaction, right?
I didn't know.
His reaction was, "Hey, look at the size of that ant."
Oh, that's right. I do remember that. That's right.
Hey, Lisa, look at that ant. She's talking about God. He's looking at the ants.
Well, he sees God in everything.
Apparently. Mostly MJ. You know, Mike Jr. All right, so Michael and Malcolm are talking about getting rid of Carter versus getting rid of Abby. Carter, of course, walks up to it because that's the best.
Right.
And Carter, they tell him they're talking about him.
Yep.
And he says, okay.
He gives the lamest, like, pitch. Like, well, out of respect for me, don't vote me out. Can't anybody say that? Like,
yeah. But his case makes sense. It's like, look, you know, you always,
I know,
you know, the
still.
Whole point of turning on Pete and Abby was like, you know, you want people who deserve to be playing, not the awful.
Yeah, and he was, I mean, he's got a legitimate point, but yeah. there was no scramble in him. Like, they basically told him that, like in a spot where seemingly they should not be entertaining anything except voting out Abby. They're entertaining you and
right. Well,
Scoopin, and Scoopin, well, and Scoopin just told you that there's only one reason to vote you out and 1,000 to vote her out. but we're still entertaining it. Like this, like you hear that you need to go into scramble mode. You need to go get Abby, and you need to start game planning.
He hasn't played all game, Chris.
This is the same
problem we've had with other survivors. They don't play until it's their turn to have their head on the block, and they have no idea how to get their head off of the block. And it's because they have not played the game before, and that's exactly what happened to them.
Or you get Zane, who tries to play the entire game all on the first day.
But, you know, we haven't talked about Zane in, you know, three...
That was his name, right?
2 months Zane? Or something, but... Yeah, no, he deserves a shout-out there. I appreciate that. So Carter's, like, in confessional, like, trying to make his case to the camera and, like, comparing himself to Abby, and they cut to Abby walking down the beach, and she just trips over the sand. It was really... I was like, oh, what did she do to deserve that? Like, why did she deserve that edit? Because I know if I ever get on the show, like, that would be me just tripping on nothing. Like... Just looking like silly, like she didn't get that edit.
They're trying to further paint the dichotomy between the two of them as like
as Carter being, you know, a well coordinated young man,
Carter being coordinated and a threat in challenges, and she can't walk down the beach.
Right. Yeah.
I guess I don't know. Yeah.
And you thought her mother would be the weak link in that challenge? It was totally her.
Oh, I don't know. I mean. The only reason her mother wasn't the weak link was vacuous, like, by virtue of not being tested. Like, she only got to actually make one throw in that challenge.
She was like the woman who, like, holds out her hands, like, 2.5 feet apart and, like, trying to catch something.
And it just hits her in the chest.
Right, come on.
And then she hugs herself.
Right, yes. All right, we're picking on, like, a 55-year-old woman. Like, this is
right,
not
who
even
speaks
right.
no English.
Right.
It's in a foreign right. country. That
and Jeff
speak...
explained the challenge. He's like, ready to go? Everyone's like, yeah. And I'm sure she's like, no.
Right.
No, I'm not.
It would have been so great if Jeff tells Abby to translate for him.
But she never understands
the
challenges anyway.
Tell her we're happy to have her. And Abby is like, these people all suck. they all think I'm a bitch. I hate them. Yeah. I tell them what I think of them every chance I get.
Right, and she just sort of...
Jeff, she says she's happy to be here.
Yeah. Nice. I don't know. So we can't have our tribal until Abby has made some more enemies. Or at least more than before.
Right.
What was it about? I totally forgot. Like I have it in my notes that she lashed out, but like what for?
She tried to get on tried to get on everybody about voting for her. And she's like, "Oh, cuz like they were randomly discussing as a group like who has not yet been voted for at
right,
all."
Right. Yes, right.
Whose and they listed off a couple people and they were like, and Abby was like, "I've had my name written down. Oh yeah, that's right. All of you voted for me." and then someone was very quick to point out, as I thought, and I thought the same thing as she said it, actually, no, we
split
didn't
the
all
vote.
Vote for you because we split the vote.
And it's like, oh, well, who did you vote for, Michael?
Exactly. So like, she said, she's like, so who voted for me? And like, it doesn't occur to her that it's like, that it's like, it's not like the three people who voted for her, it was because they were the three that most wanted her
correct.
Out.
Yeah.
Like,
I have
we just
to be
picked
the
three people
her.
And we split the vote and that was it. Like,
yeah. Right.
Oh, she's so playing on level zero. It's so funny.
Yeah. She's, I mean, you do need this. I don't know. Maybe we do or don't, but like, it's not
we
a bad
to keep it entertaining.
To have someone who's completely irrational trying to play alongside everyone else, you know?
Yeah, I guess. That's one of those things where it's like, it's so funny how like, the world is full of people whose minds work in so many so many distinct ways. Like, I mean, each person's mind working in a distinct way from every other person's mind.
Uh-huh.
To the point where it like, there are some people that just like, you get them in a room together, they just will not be able to reason with each other.
Right. Yes.
And it's just amazing. That is amazing to me.
It's called the House of Representatives. What? Right. Sorry.
Well, I mean, as a teacher, like, I find that, like, that's really frightening to me, you know? Like, as
well,
a person
as
who tries
as a mathematician
to...
who argues is, in logic yeah. and trades in logic.
Well, exactly.
That
even
is
more so, yeah.
You.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I find that just terrifying.
You could make a completely sound logical connection, and someone would be like, no, that's completely wrong.
Right. Exactly. Just, like, disagreeing and being like, I just don't know. I don't agree.
You can't disagree with facts. Stop it.
Right.
Okay. Anything else before tribal?
Nope.
So,
oh, yes. No, I do have one more thing.
Uh-huh.
We follow Abby on some random, like, run through the jungle. And I was so confused. Like, why are we following her? Like, it led to nothing. It was
she
like
was getting her
to
clue. She was getting her clue.
Whoop-dee-doo. Why did I need to see that?
I don't know, because she thinks the clue's going to save her.
That was so weird. I was like, is this, like, more... that was the other thing. Was she, like... was she intentionally... losing that challenge? Like, once she realized she was not going to win the challenge, did she intentionally start making it, like, the obvious mail-in? Was this part of selling the fourth
immunity idol? No, I don't buy that. That's more than level zero, so no.
Or does she just suck?
She sucks. No,
ridiculous. Like,
you're giving her
it's
credit.
It's a race, and she's on that pontoon,
arranging the
like,
little things on her arms just to jump in the water.
Like, she check her teeth before she left? I mean, what's going on here? And even with Propes like prodding her, she's just like, "Do I have all? Do I have my keys? Oh yeah, I do. Okay, let's go." It was totally inane.
It was. I mean, she should have sold it that way. I would have liked that, but
right.
She didn't. No.
Yeah, if she'd have fired back at Jeff, I don't need to win. I have the fourth idol.
Yeah. See, this is where like the whole waving the idol around thing backfires on her because
exactly because she did it the first time.
She did it the first time, and if she had it, she would wave it around again. It would be consistent. So. Sorry.
All right.
I'm coming down with something. I'm just trying to fight it off. You know, I'll be all right. So Abby
wasn't a lot at trial.
No, there wasn't a lot. I mean, whatever. There wasn't a lot. And...
I enjoyed Penner's reaction when Blair announces that she's going to start playing this game.
And what was
Penner's
that?
Like, where was this to an episode ago?
Yeah.
You know, one episode ago, and like. I would have had a chance to reason with her, and she would have come along with me.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, would you like to see more confessionals with jury members, just to kind of see what their head's at, you know?
Yeah. I mean, by the way, I watched, I thought, all the Ponderosa videos, and I did not see this thing you were talking about, like, bringing in a psychologist and all this? For
RC it was during Penner's videos where, like, the... Like RC.
I only saw one posted, so maybe I was
looking
at something wrong.
Yeah, you're looking at the wrong thing. I don't know. But like RC and artists are playing a card game, and the psychologist is playing with them because apparently they need that to finish the game.
They can't even be left alone to play cards.
No,
they don't even have to play cards together, but they've somehow decided to play cards, so they need a psychologist present.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's funny. I did see the one where like they were just laying into her up for like taking over the
movie room.
Room.
Yeah, that was nice.
Which. I mean, I can sort of understand, but at the same point, it's like...
It's very juvenile.
It's not like... But it's not like... I mean, if she's decided to start sleeping in there because the air mattress is there, okay, that might be a little annoying if you want to try to watch something when she's asleep. But otherwise, like, just go in and sit down. And if she just keeps watching, you know, 27 dresses every 2 hours, then you speak up and be like, yo... I don't like this movie.
That's where they should be playing the Gerard Butler movie.
Right, yes. Well, we could get a hybrid of 27 Dresses and Playing for Keeps and go with The Ugly Truth, starring one Katherine Heigl from 27 Dresses and Gerard Butler.
Chris, what's going to happen next episode?
What do you mean, what's going to happen?
Are they going to vote out Abby?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. And also, by the way, it seems like we're either in... We have two more airings
on
left.
Sunday.
Finale. We have a regular episode, and then the finale is Sunday next.
Are we getting a nine-person jury and two people at the end?
Or Well, wait, how many are on the jury right now?
It was 6 against 5. It was 6 players against 5 juries.
Oh,
the
okay.
jury is RC, Artis, Pete, Jeff Kent, and Penner.
Right.
I'm not forgetting anyone, right?
And now, you said Carter, that's right.
No, well, the Carter, I was counting in the 6 playing when they went to tribal. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's 11 total.
Interesting. I mean, because we've got, usually the finale includes 2 eliminations.
It starts with 5, you eliminate 2, and you have a final 3,
right.
Final
or,
council.
Or, you know, in the days of yore, back before Survivor got corrupted, it was 4 people go to the finale and then
right.
eliminate 2 and go down to 2 person.
Right. And the tribal council where they get to pick who they get to sit next to is always fascinating. Because there's a challenge involved. You have to like win a challenge to be the one who gets to choose.
Right. And then it's purely your choice.
And
yeah.
It's purely your choice. It's
yeah, whereas at least with that's the thing that's a little interesting. I mean, it can go both ways. With 4 going down to 3 as you're at the last vote, you know, you're not 100% in control.
No.
No. You know, 2 people could dig in and say...
If that's the case, Malcolm has to survive 2 tribal councils or win 2 immunities. You know? He's into the final 4, but he's got 2 steps to the final 2.
But that's... I mean, when was the last time they let you play the immunity idol in the last couple seasons? Was it at the
everything?
5-person?
Everything except for the last one.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Right. So this, yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
But he's already talking about having to play it at the next one.
Right.
Right. Right. Which I think he should. I hope he does.
Well, yeah, you should never. Well, you think?
Well, Ross and Rob didn't, but he was like.
Well, that was a different story.
It was a different story.
Boston Rob was practically counting the votes himself. Jeff says, I'll go count the votes. Rob says, trust me, I know what the votes are.
What are the odds that Abby doesn't go home next week?
Odds that Abby doesn't go home next week. Okay, well, Carter's not going home.
what do you mean?
Sorry, not Carter. Malcolm's not going home,
yes.
Right. And then there's someone else who's going to win immunity, and it's not going to be Abby.
Right.
I think, you know, the nice thing for Denise is Denise has
Malcolm
has a 4 yeah has a 2 in 5 chance of getting immunity next week.
Oh yeah, if Malcolm
because
wins,
if Malcolm wins, he probably gives her the IO.
Yeah, I would too. I would too.
And so I think. I'd say she's like 40-45% to go home. That's what
yeah, I think it's definitely the odds are that it's someone else.
Yeah, exactly. She's south of 50. Yeah, she doesn't have the majority, but she does have the plurality.
Yeah.
Like amongst the 5, she's got the most.
Most likely,
4,
but I think there's a very strong chance it will be.
But she's not more likely than not.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Well,
shall I talk about our online presence here?
Do we need to? I mean, you made it really awkward last week talking about how we.
I felt bad about that.
How do we just end? Like, we're just like, oh, okay, bye, Chris.
Well, I went and created us a Facebook page, and an Instagram account, and a LinkedIn.
Yeah, right. LinkedIn yeah, because we're trying to network with other people in the. Survivor
exactly.
podcasting
exactly.
industry.
I'm looking to make a connection with Rob's sister Nino.
I hear Parvati does a nice little recap every week.
Oh, she write like a blog one.
She
right?
does a blog post. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think I've seen that.
She's
a couple
no,
times.
She's no Dalton Ross.
Well, right. I mean, yeah. Dalton Ross is like a
Who
professional
is?
Writer.
Yeah, right.
Twitter handle is at Tribal Podcast. Email address is podcast@tc.vanb.net. And our RSS feed is tc.vanb.net. You know, I'm not like, I don't have these down like Propst where like, you know, just like instinctually, it's come on in, guys.
Yeah,
I'll go tell you.
I know
votes.
What you're playing for.
The tribe has spoken.
Yeah,
immunity is back up for grabs. In this game, fire represents life. When you no longer have fire, you are no right. longer.
At what point did they replace Jeff with a robot? Like, when did that happen?
He is a bit of a robot. Like, have you noticed his questioning style is totally robotic now too?
And like, and when he called, like, when he calls her out in the challenge, it just seems so like emotionless and being like, "Come on, Abby, you are taking
right.
forever."
Yeah. Well, and in Tribal Council, like, he'll ask someone a question, and he then immediately, like, I mean, maybe it's not immediately, but it's cut to look like
it's edited weirdly too. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
he then takes exactly what the person said. Shapes the argument better, and then puts it to somebody else. Says, you know, Scoopin's words something not so great, and then, you know, Probst takes it and says, well, he's saying he would never vote off Carter, so what do you think about that, Malcolm? Like, that's not quite what he said. I mean, that's what he was trying
right,
to say,
yeah,
but he's not
yeah,
really
yeah.
good at speaking, and oh, by the way, was probably trying to be a little bit, like, veiled about what he was saying, but I don't know. It just feels really, it feels very formulaic at this point.
He had the Final Five on his talk show, and I kind of meant to see it, but I have not.
Oh, really? Like, in the last day or two?
Yeah, he had them all on his talk show.
He's on NBC, right?
I have no
yeah,
idea.
I
have never seen the Jeff Probst show.
I mean, he's got to imagine he's on NBC. I should, I'll see if they, if we can, if you can watch Jeff episodes of the Jeff Probst show online.
Right, I'm sure you should be able to. I would hope.
Actually, I don't think you can.
Yeah,
right. I don't think they put their daytime stuff on. Yeah, I don't see. Yeah, full episodes. There's no Jeff Probst show. They do have Knight Rider the original though. And
oh
Charles
well,
and
why are we still recording? I mean, let's get to it.
Yeah.
All right.
Indeed.
So, we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. And have a great weekend.
Oh, and we should say we'll just do one last podcast for the rest of the season, right?
Yeah, that seems like a good idea. We'll
yeah,
see you in
we'll,
a couple,
we'll,
a week
we'll,
and a half.
We'll do one giant podcast after the finale.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys will be able to make it between the 13th and the 14th episode without hearing the music that is our voices.
All right. Well, until the finale of our Season 25 podcast, we bid you adieu.
To you and you and you.